Welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZooKeeper Jay, and today we will be talking about the Yucca Man.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
In 1961, a B-movie called The Beast of Yucca Flats was released that is famous, or infamous, depending upon who you ask, for being one of the worst movies ever made. It starred Swedish wrestler Tor Johnson in the title role as a scientist who gets exposed to radiation and is transformed into a beast that roams around Yucca Flats. So it's not just a clever name. It goes without saying that this is a film that has been featured on Mystery Science Theater 3000. But there's a real beast that roams the Yucca Desert area. It's known by the much simpler moniker of the Yucca Man. The Yucca Man is said to be between 8 and 10 feet tall, humanoid, and covered in dark fur. Its appearance is similar to that of a Sasquatch, so much so that it is generally considered to be a desert-adapted Sasquatch, a relative of Bigfoot that is just a tad less hairy in order to deal with the southwest heat. Its eyes are said to be either red or blue, but either way, in typical cryptid fashion, they glow. The Yucca Man was reportedly forced out of its wooded habitat decades ago by the development of the San Bernardino Mountain area, and its stomping grounds include the desert areas of Southern California, Arizona, and Nevada, concentrated specifically in Yucca Valley, Joshua Tree National Park, and the area around the 29 Palms Naval and Marine Base. Oh, and it stinks. Most reports say that the beast can be smelled before it can be seen. Over the years, the Yucca Man has gone by seemingly dozens of different names. Names like the Mojave Bigfoot, the Sierra Highway Devil, Marvin of the Mojave, the Missing Link of Dead Man's Hole, the Borrego Sandman, Blue Eyes, and the Speedway Monster. While most of these have been coined by modern witnesses, there are ancient roots to the Yucca Man's supposed existence. The indigenous people of the Antelope Valley and Mojave Desert in California told tales of hairy devils for centuries before the white man arrived in the area. The Tongva tribe of the Santa Ana River region would speak of a devil's hideout in the San Bernardino Mountains that they called the Camp of the Takis. The Calhoua people also told stories of the Taki, although they claimed that the camp was at the Santa Margarita Riverhead near Temecula Creek. The Calhoua called the spirit the original shaman, and they referred to its home as Taki's Canyon. The Native Americans in these tribes saw the Yucca Man as both a monster and an omen, something to both avoid and seek out. But either way, it meant danger. The official reported sightings of the Yucca Man started in the mid-1800s, when the gold rush brought both prospectors and outlaws to the area. A water stop along the trails to California near Warner Springs, outside of San Diego, has been nicknamed Dead Man's Hole due to the number of bodies that were constantly being found there. The peculiar thing about these bodies is that they were found with all of their belongings and gold with them, and the victims all had bruised bodies and broken necks. These were not robberies by bandits. These were cold-blooded murders. It's worth noting that Dead Man's Hole is not far from the Takis' camp at the head of the Santa Margarita River. You see where this is going. In 1876, a man named Turner Helm claimed to have seen a missing link near Dead Man's Hole. He described what he saw as looking like a bear with a human face. 2 years later, in 1878, a pair of men named Edward Dean and Charles Cox claimed to have actually killed a Yucca Man. They didn't call it a Yucca Man. They said they killed a Sasquatch, but they said they killed it at Dead Man's Hole and promised to produce the corpse for authorities to inspect. The promise went unfulfilled, and some astute cryptozoologists have noted that the newspaper article detailing the story was dated April 1, 1878. So take that with a grain of salt. An overwhelming majority of modern Yucca Man sightings are military, probably because the area in which it dwells is heavily populated with government facilities and bases. Nevertheless, soldiers frequently describe the Yucca Man as constantly playing pranks on them, and the stories are wild. So wild that it's hard to take some of them seriously, as if they've been exaggerated over time with retellings. The initial story goes something like this. In 1971, a young Marine stationed at 29 Palms was pulling night duty when he heard a growl come from outside his guard shack. Upon investigation, he noticed a horrible smell, and then he saw it, a large hairy man with glowing red eyes coming right for him. He aimed his rifle at the mysterious figure, but the beast was undeterred. The attacker knocked the soldier out cold, and the young man was found outside his booth by the next shift, his rifle bent in half and laying next to his unconscious body. Both the CIA and the FBI investigated the reported incident, and while they made no official determination of findings, they did dig up a handful of other reported sightings in the area from the same night. These other reports range from people just complaining about their dogs barking uncontrollably to one witness actually claiming to have seen two of the creatures side by side. True or not, that experience is what launched the modern legend of the Yucca Man. The creature was also spotted several times in the early 70s in Fontana, California, near Mickey Thompson's Fontana Dragway. Racers on the track would report a wild man crossing the track and standing at the edge of the speedway. After causing a handful of crashes, the beast was given the nickname the Speedway Monster. Eventually, the track was closed down in 1972. But the Yucca Man stuck around. One night in 1973, a Palmdale man named Floyd Smith reported seeing the creature running around his neighborhood, leaving footprints everywhere it went. Another woman claimed to have seen the Yucca Man circling her house and scratching at the door the same night. And a young boy was reportedly cornered by the Yucca Man when sent to fetch his father. The beast ran away when the boy started crying with fear. When asked about his tormentor, the boy only said that a big furry man wouldn't let him pass. 1973 was a fairly popular year for the Yucca Man, as he was also spotted in Lancaster, California, in separate incidents by a trio of Marines and a teenage babysitter. The town was so shaken up that not one, but two different hunting groups went out searching for the beast. They were out at the same time, and reportedly mistook each other for the creature. Shots were fired from both parties, but luckily, no one was injured or killed. Between 1973 and 1979, several soldiers stationed at Edwards Air Force Base in the Kern County Desert reported encountering the Yucca Man, with descriptions of these encounters ranging from merely finding massive footprints to actually capturing security camera footage of the creature roaming the grounds of the base itself. Another encounter was had by a military policeman known only as Sergeant House. While patrolling near some train tracks, he saw a pair of shiny blue eyes about 300 feet from his vehicle. He claimed that the eyes were about 4 inches apart and 7 feet off the ground. As the eyes came closer, he caught a whiff of a horrid stench. Before the Sarge could get a good look at the stinky, blue-eyed beast, he was summoned away on another call. Due to the teasing he received from his fellow soldiers, he never filed an official report. It was only years later that he told the story to a local reporter. Throughout the 70s, new recruits at the military bases in the area would be terrorized by the Yucca Man, if not by the beast itself, then by the stories told to them by senior enlisted men. Pranking new soldiers with the legend became a favorite pastime of the base veterans. Campers in the region also reported vague sightings of the creature, claiming that their tents were destroyed or invaded by smelly monsters. Every so often, a footprint would be left as evidence of the encounter, and once, a Hidden Valley campground guest was able to take a photograph of the hairy creature as it bolted away from their campsite. One of the more frightening civilian encounters with the Yucca Man occurred in 1979, when a couple was driving near Desert Hot Springs. They reported that a large, hairy man stepped out from behind a yucca bush and into the road right in front of their car. They claimed that it was covered in long, beige fur, and its chest was the size of a refrigerator, while its arms hung below its knees. The driver flashed their high beams at the beast, and then, just as quickly as it appeared, it vanished into the night. This is not the only time the Yucca Man has been spotted by the roads. Drivers on Highway 14 near Pear Blossom Highway have also reported seeing the hairy beast running alongside the road. In March of 1988, a Marine named Ken Fox was driving back from Big Bear with a friend when they reportedly saw an 8-foot-tall, hair-covered humanoid run in front of their car. Fox claims that the beast made it across the road in 3 strides and notes that it was pumping its arms as it ran, much like a human would. Fox and his friend bravely, or stupidly, chased the monster into an old strip mine, but they were unable to catch up with it. A few years later, in the 1990s, a rock climber in Joshua Tree National Park claimed to have seen a primate-like being hanging out in a cave on the side of a rock cliff. No other details are known, as the climber didn't stick around to learn any more about his discovery. The most recent reported sighting of the Yucca Man was in 2012, when multiple reports of a Sasquatch-like creature stalking hikers in Big Rock Canyon came in. Authorities were unable to locate the culprit, so its identity remains a mystery. But for the sake of this podcast, let's just say it was the Yucca Man. So, what could the Yucca Man be? Well, it sounds like a cop-out, but the most interesting explanation is that it is actually a Sasquatch that is adapted to live in the warmer climates of the Southwest. If that doesn't sound feasible to you, it could be another mammal, like a bear or a large wolf, that has somehow learned to walk on two legs. Or it could be a legitimate wild man, an off-the-grid, leave-no-trace human who just happens to be spotted by the general public every once in a while. Or it could just be a tall tale told by mischievous soldiers of the area that has taken on a life of its own, something people want to believe, so they see it, or at least tell people that they see it. Which brings us back to Sasquatches, and how it could be what we want it to be, a cryptid. On the pop culture spectrum, the Yucca Man mostly gets lumped in with Bigfoot. It mainly exists in campfire stories and military lore, and is used as warnings to frighten unsuspecting / gullible people. Every time a woman disappears from the Antelope Valley area, the Yucca Man seemingly takes the blame. In lighter news, like most other cryptids, the Yucca Man has found itself co-opted by tourist traps in the Joshua Tree and Antelope Valley area, with its likeness being found on everything from t-shirts and bumper stickers to trucker hats and refrigerator magnets. It's also inspired a beer by the local Ogopogo Brewery, and every year there's a backyard music festival in the creature's honor called the Yucca Man Shakedown. And of course, there's the movie that most people only know from MST3K. But maybe it's better that that's not the real Yucca Man. Because even the Yucca Man has standards. And that's about it for this episode of the Cryptozoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in and say hi there. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com. So pop on over there too. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small.